What's going on? I'm Patrick.
And I'm Karma.
We're the products of public school, but most importantly, we're a show that's overly sarcastic, borderline offensive, with a touch of intentional ignorance. And we are here to read through and irresponsibly speculate all of the internet's clickbait garbage so you don't have to.
You forgot to say dumpster fire.
Oh, it is always a dumpster fire. It's almost, that's just it goes implied. Without saying. Yeah, yes. Yeah, yeah. I agree.
So I found this article, and it is about a couple who makes custom porn. It's called bespoke porn. Have you ever heard of this?
Yes.
Bespoke porn.
You could do that on OnlyFans. You could say what you want and then they do it, I guess.
So
I'm told.
So essentially, the word bespoke means you're making it for a specific customer or user. So it's basically completely custom.
Yeah.
Is what it's saying.
It's OnlyFans.
So yeah. So you can now have custom porn. Now, the reason this is an article is because they are discussing the weirdest, most bizarre requests they get paid to create the
porn. Like the girl that dressed up like a dog and acted like a dog on OnlyFans and made $150,000 a year
on
it.
But she wasn't even getting naked. She was just
acting like a dog.
Halter top and in a dog dish and crawling around the floor.
So I'm guessing it's going to be weirder than that.
It's got to be. You want to take any kind of crazy guesses? Wait.
Crazy guesses? I'm going to be bestiality.
Hang on. This is a husband and wife team. There is a photo of them. The husband looks really tall.
He looks like Sid Vicious. But
he does. Yes. I was just going to say.
Like a caricature version of Sid Vicious.
Mixed with a vampire.
Yeah.
Like he kind
Something
of
Something out of the Twilight movie. And yes. Sid Vicious. And a caricature version of it.
And either he is super tall, like over 7 foot, or his wife is mega petite.
He's tall and skinny, so you know what that usually means.
Yeah, and then his wife looks like she's maybe at best 5 foot. So you have a big height difference.
Yep.
Husband is very tall and lanky. Wife looks like she's relatively curvy.
I don't know anyone that would pay these people to have sex and watch it, though.
Neither of them look attractive.
They're about a 3.5 out of...
At best.
Out of 10, each of them.
Yeah. So
unless they're doing something pretty wild where you're like, maybe I'll watch that.
But
I don't want to see them doing it.
Wouldn't you have to be into the wild stuff to even think of? Did you even know you can get custom porn made?
It's what OnlyFans is doing.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You have a little OnlyFans site. And then people that subscribe to you then can talk to you and then they can ask for certain things for money.
Okay.
Like pictures and stuff.
I thought the way OnlyFans works is, let's say you and I make the products of public school OnlyFans. Then let's say that...
Just us eating nachos.
Yeah. So let's say we post behind the paywall us eating nachos. They would either have to pay to see that or just not, right? There's no other option.
You pay to subscribe to them, and there's like you can see for free because you pay to subscribe, but then there's stuff locked behind a further paywall.
Right, but they don't get to say, Pat and Karma, I want you to eat a chalupa.
Nope, you have to go then get paid and ask, like there's like a request section.
Oh, so they can actually ask for above and beyond what's there.
Yeah, and for the right price, people will do it or not.
Oh, interesting. Okay, so... What is one thing besides bestiality you think would be a very weird request for custom porn?
That stuff where you hang by hooks.
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God.
Where they have all those things in their body already and they just hang them by hooks.
I saw that live
one
time. Over
a sex swing or something.
I saw that at Theater Bazaar.
Yeah. They have those.
And at first, it started off really hot. You know, like the chick was really good looking and they had her like roped up and she was spinning around all spread eagle and it was good looking. Then all of a sudden, it started getting really creepy.
Skin stretching and weird shit going on.
She was turning purple.
Oh, God.
From the circulation being cut off.
Oh, no.
And like it, I couldn't imagine paying to see that. It was just so gross.
Some weird kinky shit. I don't know. There's probably going to be a lot of tying up stuff they're going to ask for.
So,
costumes. That's so, not weird or bizarre, though.
So this couple specializes in kink and fetish. When you think of kink or fetish, you usually think of leather, whips, chains, BDSM.
Feet stuff.
Oh, feet stuff. Yes. I bet you there is feet
stuff. There's always feet stuff. I don't ever understand it either.
However, this spectrum of fetish is way beyond what you would ever think. It can include stamps, swatting flies, remotely sexual.
What is remotely sexual?
I'm sure we're going to find out.
Telling them what to do, like you have a remote.
I was thinking like different rooms.
I don't know. Like Click the movie.
Yes, exactly. So basically, they will make any kind of porn you can think of that is legal. They won't do child stuff. This is only legal porn.
Or so they say.
One of the most benign requests they've had recently was a full clothed woman swatting flies. Another was a guy that sent in a vacuum cleaner request once.
Okay, so where do you think these people get these kinks? Like the fly swatting one?
That's
where does that come from?
Weird.
And like, is the dude beaten off to it, or does he just have it?
To.
Does he like smile? Does it make him laugh, or is he just does it make him hard?
You've got to beat off to this stuff.
I mean, that's the only reason you would pay somebody for it, right?
You could just go out on YouTube and type in
fly swatting.
Yeah.
So he's totally beating off.
Yeah,
to it.
Definitely.
How do you do a couple's version of fly swatting?
His and her swats.
Are they naked? They said they're fully clothed.
Yeah.
They said they're fully clothed. So that's weird. But I didn't think it was going to go like that. I thought it was going to go weirder.
So the guy that sent in the vacuum cleaner request, he wanted it to be a vacuum, but it can't be an upright because those aren't sexy. Has to be a 1960s style canister vacuum. He wants her to vacuum the floor for a bit, but not too much. Mostly vacuum the couch. In fact, just focus on cleaning the couch.
So again, I bring it back to, what do you think this kink came from? From that guy as a kid?
It has to be.
It's either there was a maid, or he had some mommy issue, or he cleaning the couch somehow.
He was born in the
mom.
50s and he grew up in the 60s and remembers.
There had to be like a maid that was super sexy. Well, she probably looked like Arnold Schwarzenegger's maid.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So this couple, their name is Dan and Rhiannon. They had previously worked in the non-porn animation industry. Then they went into creating.
Why do they have to specify non-porn animation?
It just gets weirder by the minute. So then they started their own adult film site. But as the internet started to mushroom and tube sites began to dominate the landscape, they moved into porn by request. So now it says, our most expensive movie isn't out yet, but it's going to be called The Bride.
Hmm.
It also says they had a cast of 25 people that cost $30,000. And to be perfectly honest, they were really surprised that the guy wanted to pay them to make this bride.
That's probably some weird squirting thing. Instead of throwing the bouquet, she just squirts over the top and everybody gets rained on by it. That's just gross.
Oh, that's interesting, though.
It would be interesting, but it would be gross. And that's why you're paying all those people $30,000 to be there. Because they're probably witnessing or participating in something that they might be on a little edge, you know, to even try.
Wouldn't that be the easiest money you ever made, though, if someone's going to pay you $5,000 to show up and be an audience member of a squirt porn? Like, you don't even got to do anything. You just stand there and watch.
You sit there,
drink
like,
wine.
With the plastic sheet over you, like Gallagher
oh,
did in the front
God.
Rows of his
yes,
comedy shows.
Yes, yes. So the concept is someone getting married, a younger woman is marrying an older man, and then at the reception, she starts flirting with the best man. The son-in-law and the stepson both get involved. Then the attendees of the wedding also get involved.
That sounds like a big old-fashioned orgy.
And everyone is taking videos. The couple said this is going to be a really good one, to be honest. We can't wait to put it out
there.
Why
did they have to pay? Oh, I guess because you're having sex on film, so you're going to be required some sort of payment,
I guess. No, the dude's paying $30,000 to have this made. Oh, yeah. I mean, the actor's got to be paid. You think they want to do that for fun?
You're just like, I want to take these two unattractive people, and I want them to pretend they're at a wedding, and then everybody has an orgy. I guess $30,000, that sounds like somebody's got too much money.
Here's another request.
You could just look that stuff up on Pornhub. It didn't cost you $30,000 either.
I mean, do you think these people are in their 60s and they're just not familiar with YouPorn and Pornhub and stuff?
I don't know. Maybe there's some sort of kick they get out of getting their own custom porn, though.
Well, here's another custom porn request. Tell us what this one is.
It's like a sci-fi story where there's a scientist. Okay, there's a disembodied demon that talks to the scientist and tells them that he's corrupted his cum. So that every time that he comes, we have made a synthetic cum-like substance and it gets on someone and it becomes his sex slave. It just sounds like they're making shitty porn.
Yeah, that doesn't...
And they're not attractive, but they're getting paid to do it. Who's paying them?
The clients.
I know, but who is that?
George Soros.
Did anybody?
Who else has 30
grand?
Did
anybody vet this to make sure that these people are actually making money at it? Because I'm sure that you could just do this and not make money at it.
Craigslist?
Right. I mean, you could still say you're doing it.
Three crackheads and a VHS camera. Yes, you can totally make this. $500 max.
$500. You don't even have to be a part of it.
Some of their clients see themselves as writers or producers.
So that's the angle they get.
It's just like the self-publishing book industry, which I used to work in. Everybody thought they were a best-selling author. Everybody. Every single person who contacted the publishing company said, you got to read this manuscript. It is the best thing. You're going to be blown away. And you know what? All of those manuscripts sucked ass. They were freaking terrible. The stories sucked. The writers were not talented. It's just you think your shit doesn't stink. You know, you think you have what it takes. So I think these people who are hiring this company believe they are the next up and coming porn director.
I'm so sick of those orgy scenes that I look for on Pornhub that don't involve weddings.
Or sci-fi.
Sci-fi cum sperm. Guzzlers.
Yes! Sci-fi cum guzzlers.
Like, I don't know what the... some sort of alien cum guzzler.
Oh, my God. Here's another one.
There's a series we've been doing called the $240 Condiment Game, which involves industrial-strength condiments being poured over these girls' heads. Beans, ketchup, chili, mustard. Why? Again, what is this kink that the people do with the food? And would you beat off to that?
What is an industrial strength condiment?
I don't know. You go to like Restaurant Depot and pick up the big bottles of stuff.
So commercial size, not industrial strength. It's commercial size.
Industrial strength doesn't make any sense.
So they don't even know what they're talking about.
No, not at all.
So this continues on by saying, when the barbecue sauce is dumped, it overpowers everything. It really smells. You have no idea what it smells like, and it smells like nothing you can imagine.
Okay, so then there's no point of the video of it. If you can't smell it and you have no idea and can't even imagine how it smells, then why are you asking for it on video if you can't even imagine how it smells?
That's valid. Valid. Totally valid.
That doesn't make any sense. And then you want to give somebody $240? Why is it called the $240 condiment challenge?
I'm guessing that's what they paid Gordon's Food Service.
I don't know. They got two vats of mayo and beans and they just dumped it on. Splashing, yeah. Again, I think these people probably don't make a lot of money at this. There's no way. They are so unattractive. Not that that's the only thing that matters, I guess.
Here's another one that you're going to love.
So this gentleman contacted us and it seemed a little bit apprehensive. He told us that he had built a stamp collection over the last 40 years. 40 years for stamps? That's pretty nuts. And he said, I want to send the stamp collection to you. This is my concept. I really want this to happen. And we were talking like, should we do this? Are we going to destroy this guy's 40-year-old stamp collection? We had it done 8 times before. He had a total of 10 books of stamps, so we were number 9. And I think that it's still... Whoa, don't say these people wanted to have sex with stamps on them? Like... And they're sort of so concerned about this man's stamp collection.
So 3 women we were directing felt awful about the stamp collections. They're like, oh my God, are you sure?
Again. Yeah, I absolutely call bullshit on this.
I honestly
They're concerned
too.
About some dude's stamp collection.
And then they said, we're going to have to do this. And then they wanted to, the guy wanted the book thrown in a fire. So they threw it in the fire and they're like, oh my God, we got to get this book out of the fire. This isn't going to work.
What do they need to mail some letters? What are they concerned about a 40-year-old stamp collection? And if that's their weird shit that they're concerned about, I call bullshit on this whole couple thing again. Not only because I keep bringing it up that they're unattractive, but these also sound incredibly stupid. Okay. Someone contacted us and we wanted to do a video of a girl sitting facing the camera and saying, everything is okay. Oh, it's gonna be better. You're loved. Your friends love you. It's okay. You can get these on meditation things.
So basically, this is a don't kill yourself video and someone actually paid for this.
You can get... Why?
That's what it is. That's what it is. They said they also do latex videos. They do whips, whipped cream, chains.
What's their day jobs? Because they actually have to have day jobs because this is not
sustaining
their lifestyle.
I mean, unless you live in a very low income area and you have, you know, if your place is only $300 a month, maybe.
I don't know.
That's very strange, though. Very, very strange.
Yeah.
So, you know what that reminds me of?
I would have thought they would have had some weird stuff being stuffed up their butt or something.
I totally thought. Like, the bestiality, I thought that was going
to
be
Or at least
one.
Like this lamp. You see this lamp in this house? Yeah. I'm going to send it to you and I want you to stuff this up his butt.
Yeah. Yes.
Instead, they're like, oh, we're burning a stamp collection.
40 years old.
Oh, we can't do it.
This is stamp collection 1 of 9, but let's throw it in the fire.
Yeah, no.
And then someone's going to pay you for that?
No. There's no way. There's no way. Again,
no freaking way.
Total bullshit, complete clickbait article.
It reminds me of that article we discussed, which was you can get paid to sell your feet pictures.
Yeah, and it just tells you how to do it.
The more we dug into it, the less it made sense. Maybe you could get $5, but you're not making a sustainable
living. It's not your new career.
Wage. Hell no.
No new career.
No. Not
and these
even
people
a hobby.
Obviously have day jobs.
Yeah. Oh, they most definitely
They probably have
do.
Two jobs, and then they just claim that they're sex industry
yeah,
workers.
For sure. So that was that article.
Yeah. And that is all the time that we have for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always call it. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at filthfromthe80s. If you want to shoot us a text message or leave us a voicemail, it's 248-716-TAP-1. That's 248-716-TAP and the number 1.
Because if you don't tap it,
no one will. For Karma and myself,
Woo!
We apologize
Bye,
for everything.
Guys.
And we will see you next week. Peace.
That was the weirdest freaking thing.
The only thing bizarre about it is because it didn't involve sexual things.
No. For
burning
stamps.
Okay, they had the orgy.
Come on.
And those people, I don't want to see those people naked. I would pay them to keep their clothes on
Absolutely,
and not have sex in front of me.